94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have three guests in studio, and they have already taught me a whole heck of a lot about what they are up to. The complete works of William Shakespeare's Abridged. Hi, guys.
Good afternoon.
You are with Twin City Players, or you are in this play through Twin City Players, correct?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I have three people in studio. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. How about that? Kick it off.
I'm Craig Kirkdorfer, one of the actors.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bradford, also an onstage.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Paige Smiley. I'm one of the two directors for the show.
Very good. So my first question was Abridged. What the heck is that all about?
Abridged means that we are giving you bits and pieces of the whole.
Okay. And when we see the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, we're maybe thinking this might be kind of serious maybe, but I have a feeling that's not the case.
It is not the case. Serious is probably the last word that we're going to use. Like Scott said, it's just the bits, but it's just the best bits that we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got three guys who take on every character in every Shakespeare play.
So I got to throw it to you guys now and say, what characters do you take on with that?
That is an incredibly long list. I think we each play easily a dozen characters or more.
I think he's got 21 and I've got 19.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Look at you being prepared.
That is.
I will also say that with the exception of a couple of them, I play all of the female characters
okay.
in Shakespeare's plays. So in terms of whether or not it's funny, picture ugly wigs and ugly dresses and my not clean shaven face.
Do you change your voice or does it stay the same?
Oh yes. Okay. Yes, I have many female voices.
I like that. Can you tell me, I guess, what we're missing someone from the cast, aren't we?
We're missing Mike Johnson,
okay.
who's the third member of our cast,
mm-hmm.
and just an absolute riot. All the guys have really great chemistry together,
yeah.
so it's going to be a ton of fun.
So we've been rehearsing since mid-July, you said.
Right.
I could ask you how that's been going. You know, I'm sure it seems like it's been probably pretty fun. But I guess in a nutshell, really quickly, if anyone's listening and you want to convince them to come and see this at some point in September, why should we come? What's been fun? What are the highlights so far?
If you've ever heard somebody say that Shakespeare is long and boring, well, guess what? We took the long out and we went and picked up all the fun little bits. And that's what this show is. It's nothing but the fun parts of all 37 full-length plays that Shakespeare wrote. So you get all the great stuff about Shakespeare. So if you've heard Shakespeare is really bad to go watch,
mm-hmm.
this is all the best stuff. It's the best part to watch.
Thus the Abridged. Right.
That's right.
What has been some of your favorite parts so far about working on this?
Well, for me, first off, this is a very different role than what I played in the last show. The last show was a 20-person cast,
yeah.
a full-length musical, about a very serious subject matter. So this is, you know, the complete opposite. We've got three guys, and it's very funny, very fast. So just tapping into a whole different type of energy. And for me, it's the combination of trying to learn all of this ridiculously complex dialogue and manufacture, like I said, many, many characters, female and male, good guys, bad guys, this voice, that voice, this accent, just cramming a lot of different things into a very small amount of time.
Craig, I have to ask you, do either the other two guys play women, or did they just give those rules to you?
No, Scott does have a couple female characters, and again, and that's the way that the show is written, but he plays a couple of them, but I play the vast majority of them.
Okay, good. And Paige, I'm going to throw you the same question, I guess. What have you enjoyed most? What do you think we'll enjoy?
I love the pacing, because it is Abridged, so we take out all the boring bits and just keep the good stuff in, and we've got 65 props and just as many costumes for
okay.
the show, but over 60 costume pieces. Tammy Green's been our costumer, and these guys do not stop moving or talking the entire show.
Okay, so I'm curious, are we going to be able to follow along with what's happening the entire time then if we're moving and, you know, basically putting in the good parts?
You know, that's another great question, because everybody thinks Shakespeare is long and boring.
Yeah.
Because this is Abridged, and because each of these shows have been cut to just go from one right to the other one, as the show moves along, no, you're not going to be bored at all, because we're not going to give you time to be bored.
Got it. Is there any music incorporated with this?
Just a little background music. It's definitely not a musical. It's not.
Okay.
We're not singing, you know, actual put together composed music. It's all just kind of in the background.
How long have you guys all been involved with Twin City Players?
Well, I've been involved for about 10 years. I know Paige is a little less, and Scott is a lot.
lot more.
23.
It seems like you guys have a really good, I guess, relationship going, both on the stage, it sounds, and off stage, obviously, which probably helps.
Well, it helps that I've directed Craig in a couple of shows.
Okay.
And not to pick favorites, but I would say that these are two of my favorite Twin City Players people.
Aww.
Standing next to me today.
That's what makes for a good show, though.
It does.
Good
it does. We've had a really good time.
So let's talk details and when we can go and actually check it out. So opening night is September 8th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's just about every weekend in September.
That's right. And okay. On opening night, we also have an afterglow party.
Okay.
Which, let's see, that's thanks to Lemon Creek Winery and Bittersweet Pastry Shop. They bring in a lot of good free wine and things like that. And we have a big party after opening
night. Oh,
yeah.
And somebody's wife standing here. She's in charge of all those parties.
Yep. My wife, Catherine's in charge of organizing that and decorating for it and setting it all out and
so
having it ready for
basically
us.
Basically, when things wrap up afterwards, there's the party.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this time, frequently we do our afterglows right out in the lobby of
cool.
the Playhouse. This time we're actually doing it in the studio, which is an additional building on the campus. And we've got some nice canopy set up outside for some shade if need be. So hopefully at the conclusion of that opening night, everyone will make their way around the building outside and find the wine and the bread and the cheese.
That
and
just kind of goes along with your ticket and if you go to the first show then.
Correct. That is included with your opening night ticket only.
For anyone who's unfamiliar with where the Twin City Player Playhouse is, where it's located. Where is it?
We are right on Glenlord Road.
Yep.
We're between Lincoln and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the south side. You can't miss us. We have the big lit up sign. And what used to be one little old school bus barn is now a campus of three buildings that puts on, well, we average 7 or 8 shows a year.
Yeah, yeah. And I hear great feedback from every, we have Jacob that works in the building, and this is a fun fact, he works in the office next to me. He's like feet away from me, but I can hear him singing as he prepares for all of these. So it's cool to have you guys in studio and learn about it, have the background story from Jacob. And this is another thing I wanted to throw out there quickly, is we have some new times for, I guess, the plays going forward, correct?
Gosh, for years and years and years, our evening shows have always started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's been changed where you went to 7:30. So
like
our Friday and Saturday shows are now at 7:30, and every time that we talk to people, we really push that out there.
Yeah. And Sundays will continue to be at 2, correct?
Correct.
This probably makes a little bit more sense considering how long is this specific play?
But this one will only run, maybe a little over 2 hours, even including the intermission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll wrap up about 9:30, and then considering the afterglow, you'll be out. This is a fun night out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're shaving off, just a little bit of your sleep time instead of an hour now.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. And then let's talk about cost and tickets and when we should get them, how we should get them, all that.
All right. Well, our tickets are $15 for an adult, $12 for seniors, and there is a $1 processing fee per ticket.
Okay.
We do have group rates available for groups of 12 or more.
Great.
And the two ways to get tickets are to either call our box office at 269-429-0400,
mm-hmm.
or you can get onto our website, twincityplayers.org, O-R-G,
yep.
and you can make your reservations online. The nice thing about making the reservations online is that you can select the exact seats you want to sit in.
Okay, very good. Again, that was 429-0400 or twincityplayers.org. And again, we're talking about the complete works of William Shakespeare's Abridged. Opening date is September 8th, and they continue on through 3 weekends of September, correct?
Correct.
Let's give shout-outs to the crew, too. So we can, drop their names as well, if you don't mind.
You mean the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we've got about 65 costumes in the show, which Tammy Green has put together for us. And we even have people backstage just waiting to dress these guys as they come whizzing around the corner.
And undress us.
I see.
And undress them. Yeah.
I see costumer and puppets. So there's also
puppets in there. But Teresa Polasek and Connie Weaver and Susan Salas Graham are dressing our guys here. Ariel Higgins is handling the 65 props that we've got. Sean Hogan is on sound, and Alex Kerr is doing a fantastic job with the lighting design.
Very
and
good.
Let's not forget Paige's co-director, John Taylor.
Oh, there you go. And the show sponsor is ARS Advertising, and there's been some great sponsors for the entire season, including Meyer, Whirlpool Corporation, Professional Hearing Services, The Hero Palladium, The Boulevard Inn and Bistro, and TPC Technologies. Very cool that you guys have all those people that back up each of the shows. Looking forward and looking ahead, you think you're going to continue to work with Twin City Players, and what can we expect in the future?
Well, I'm probably here for as long as I can physically make it to the theater.
I'm not going anywhere. I've got 23 years in, and we have both Craig and I have local businesses, so it's a good thing we get along well.
Now, maybe I'm listening and I'm thinking, I would like to get involved with something like this, maybe behind the scenes or on the stage. What would you guys suggest?
Come see a show. If you like it, talk to us. We'll be happy to get you involved, to come to a membership meeting. There are so many different ways you can be involved. You can work the box office. You can be an usher or a house manager. Yeah. You can help build sets. You can work up in the technical booth, which is one of my venues. I teach all of our lighting and sound people what to do in our building. You can help build a set. You can costume, or you can do that really fun thing and actually get on stage.
See, the opportunities are endless. So even if you're shy, don't worry about it. There's plenty for you to do to get involved and maybe learn your way there. Otherwise, you can probably audition for something upcoming, and by doing that, you can always keep an eye on TwinCityPlayers.org, or as he suggested, go chat with them. Maybe go to the opening night and attend the Afterglow and meet the people that are making it all possible. Again, the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, kicking off on September 8th that runs through September 24th. Have fun, guys.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.